Hey, y'all. Bob Lee here. I have some road dates I want to talk to you guys about. I want to be at the Oxnard Levity Live October 11th.
This weekend.
Ooh.
12th, 13th as well. Please come. Mm-hmm. October 18th, I'm at the San Antonio, Texas Laugh Out Loud. November 1st, I'm at the Arlington, Virginia Draft House.
Mm. All those weekends, the whole weekend dates, yeah.
Yeah. My birthday weekend, you're in Arlington.
Okay. But just, okay, we'll let that go. November 14th, we have 15th and 16th. I'm going to be at the Cleveland, Ohio Hilarity. It's one of my favorite clubs of all time. The 22nd of November, Brea Improv, Joe Coy's club.
You're performing at the Joy Club?
Say it. Well, I'm performing at Joe Coy's club. December 12th, 13th, and 14th, San Francisco Punchline.
Oh. That's like your club.
Right. That's my club.
That's your club.
And on the 21st December, Calusa.
Ooh. The casino.
Yeah, it's great. Come check it out.
Can I go to Cleveland with you?
Yeah, please.
I was going to say, can I come to San Francisco? I might go to that one.
Oh, yeah.
Get some food. Anyways, guys, make sure you check out all those tickets at BobbyLeeLive.com. Enjoy the intro song.
I don't like it.
I want the deviled egg.
You're a deviled egg.
Do you like the?
I do. Should yeah. I?
La 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 la.
I have the deviled egg.
La 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 la.
I'm back to vegetarian.
Ready?
It's been miserable.
1, 2, 3, 4. La 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 la. Oh, Amelie, it's so much to talk about. Number one, so much. Number one to talk about is the Joker. Did you like it, George?
Nope.
He didn't like it.
I don't know if...
For real?
I know you didn't like it.
Oof.
Why?
I know that's not a popular opinion.
Why?
He's a Columbia, he's a Columbia director. He doesn't
why,
like
why,
that.
Why?
What he said earlier?
What'd you
it's
say?
It's not The Hangover.
Oh, that's what you said that.
That's yeah. Pretty funny, though.
It's not The Hangover. Yeah, it's not because, number one, Joker's not a fucking comedy, you fuck nut. Were you dumb?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, two different genres, right?
Oh.
Okay, let's not be.
Positive vibes?
Let's be positive about it. You know what? Your opinions are so valid, dude. Everyone should listen, right? So speak your mind. Tell us about the Joker. Everyone listen.
It's Taxi Driver, but without the fun.
Yeah.
But you knew that going into it, right?
No, I didn't know.
Oh, you didn't know.
It was a Joker movie. It was like...
No.
I didn't watch any trailers. I didn't watch anything because I wanted to go in clean because I heard it was the movie of the year. All I knew, movie of the year.
Yeah.
And then I was like, where's the fun part?
What do you mean the fun part?
Where's the enjoyment of watching cinema?
I was transfixed. I couldn't get my eyes off of him.
Great word.
What? You're just staring. You're not.
His opinions are valid.
I think that when Travis Bickle, that character, Taxi Driver, if you read some of the articles back in the day, the same thing. You know, what's the point? It's pointless. He's, you know, a nihilist. You know, whatever the critique was, but at the end of the day, through time, people look back on that movie and they go, it's just one of the best movies. But an anti-hero ever made, right? So,
and there, even though he was really extreme, there are parts of myself that I found in him.
Yeah.
I think there are parts of all of us that you see, and parts of feeling desperate, parts of feeling like you're no one's on your side and going into that deep spiral. Not quite like him, but, you know, feeling that doom.
Yeah.
And feeling like, fuck it. I'll paint my face and fuck shit up, you know?
Why does Bobby have a Joker smile?
Oh, he's been dancing like the Joker all weekend.
Okay, that's not creepy at all.
In fact, I think that might be his new alter ego.
What would be your thoughts if you just went to the new house, you opened the master bedroom, and Bobby's face is covered in paint, and he's just dancing?
I'd probably be into it in like a sick way. I'd probably have a baby with him.
In that moment?
Really?
If he was dressed like the Joker.
Let me tell you, I would let him splooge all up in my asshole. That's
wow.
If he was dressed like the Joker, I would let him nut so deep in my asshole.
And he lost so much weight, he was just all bones.
I'd be all bones like him. And I also could take it to the next level. My nut sacks would be painted like little noses. The little onk and make the noise too.
Two red noses.
So my nuts that onk, right when you touch right? It's gonna do the whole thing. The dick, cum and bullets.
Bullets. I see. With my name on it?
Yeah. The bullets have your name on it. No, the bullets have letters in your name, and I shoot them out alphabetically.
You have the control?
Yes.
So the A comes first, it's going to be like...
No, the K, right? K.
It's going to be a Haklail.
Oh, yeah, that's true. The movie was good. You know what? Here's the also the thing is that he went out of his way to make a movie. He wanted to do a movie to pay homage, is that the right word?
Mm-hmm.
To Scorsese's earliest films like Mean Streets, King of Comedy, whatever. And he took even the font and the Warner Brothers logo in the beginning was, you know, that stylistically nostalgic. You know what I mean? So he made it that way. He wanted to see what it would be like to see a Joker origin movie in a Scorsese environment.
Could you at least appreciate how great of an actor he is? Oh, Lord.
Why did you have to think about
it? Uh-oh.
I was sold on the trailer and I haven't seen it.
I appreciate that he is a great actor in the movie, but I didn't like it. Didn't move me is the problem. I didn't appreciate it while watching the movie.
Are you movable? What moves you?
Oh, God, this guy.
Bollywood.
Besides Bollywood. Besides Bride and Prejudice.
You say Bryce and
anything
Prejudice.
Kurosawa. Bride. Kurosawa moves me. Those
there
are great.
Go.
He's trying to get good with
there
Bobby.
There we go.
Yeah.
Sneaky tax.
I want to side it with George just a little bit. There is a little acting exercise 101 to some of the things he was doing.
What do you mean by that?
Like, because a lot, if you go to acting, some acting classes, you do a thing where it's like, all right, just, you know, feel your gut, right? But, you know, whatever noise comes to mind and do the body, right? So you're on stage going
instinctual.
You see, you have a bunch of acting
all everyone's
kids,
doing it, yeah.
Right? And they're all making, you know what I mean? So there is that aspect of if you film somebody long enough.
Okay, well, here's
something
my...
like, just stop. Let me stop. Them. Let me just stop.
Is what you did right now?
Yeah.
Let me just. Is that the same thing as.
Yeah.
Okay, here.
Was that an Oscar performance?
How about we recreate a scene? If it's acting 101, I want George to recreate a scene. I want you to recreate a scene.
Yeah. You know what? We will. We'll film it.
Yeah.
But give us rehearsal time. Give us a set.
Give us a month.
Yeah, give us a month. Mm-hmm. Yeah, lighting. We need the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, other than that, it was great. Right? What are some of your other things? That's it?
Yeah, it was just too slow. There was no enjoyment in it. Like, I didn't find, like,
Yeah.
I prefer films with a little bit of a joie de vivre, you know? A little bit of, like...
So it was a drag?
Funness. Like, or...
It wasn't a drag. I honestly thought it was one of the most beautiful things I'd ever seen. It's just that you have to go in it expecting no joy, no reprieve, no feeling of victory.
Yeah.
It's a very dark spiraling down of a man.
Mm.
That if you know that going in, which I did, I got what I wanted out of it.
It's like in the third Nolan Batman movie where Bane, they take over Gotham. You know, Bruce Wayne is in that prison underground in Egypt. I don't know where that fucking thing was, right?
Yeah.
And imagine that movie just ending that way.
Oh, where Batman isn't even
succeed. Yeah, he doesn't. He dies in that. Thing, Bane takes over, the bomb goes off, everyone dies, and that's the tone of the Joker, kind of. People don't die in that massive way, but it's just in terms of no reprieve. Mm. Imagine that happening in that movie, where it's like all those things happen. And then,
and
like,
just when you think that there could be one positive thing happening in his life, they rip it right from under you. They're like, nope, you don't get to have that.
There is you have sympathy toward him. He's a
you really do.
So you actually empathize.
He's a mentally ill man, right? Who doesn't have a lot of money. He has dreams. He lives with his mother.
He's been lied to.
He's been lied to his whole life. Abused his whole
life. He's also had the government just not, you know, be on his side. So he's at the bottom of the barrel. He is a completely society has turned their backs on a guy like this.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, what it reminds me of is, you know, sometimes, like, back in the day when you didn't know Chris D'Elia, mm-hmm. and Dane Cook would go up on stage. And Dane and Chris have both been on this podcast, and I'm not saying one is funnier than the other, and vice whatever. But what I'm saying is that there was a time where D'Elia was now.
But D'Elia is.
I know, but Dane.
Funny,
Cook, I know, but there was a time that Dane Cook, right, was considered to be back in the late '90s, early 2000s, unfollowable, right? But then you have guys like Chris D'Elia, who's like, no. Oh, you think he's great, white guy? A white guy who's physical and high energy. I can do that too. Mm-hmm. And he does it. And in many ways, people think maybe in many ways he does it better, right?
He does. But that's. Babe.
What?
He does.
Okay. Dane wants to, what if Dane wants to come back?
Sweet
Don't do
guy,
that.
But I'm just saying.
I know what you're doing right now. I have no idea what you're doing right now. I don't like it.
You're taking no part.
Listen, Dane, if you're listening, I'm a big fan. I love it. Right? Tourgasm, my favorite. Never saw it. Did you see it? But I saw it. I see it on my HBO now, and I'm about to click on it one of these days. Big fan. But so what Joaquin did was,
yeah.
Remember when, come on, when Ledger came out,
killed it.
They like the New York Times did a front page, not even the entertainment section of like how it's like the, you know what I mean, the next coming of film. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It just, no one can touch Ledger. You know, he then did. He dies, then that whole folklore gets entangled in.
Yeah.
And then what, even Daniel Day-Lewis probably goes, nah, I would never touch that.
Yeah.
And then Joaquin Phoenix, crazy eyes, you know what I mean? He's like, no, I can do it. That's great. I love that kind of confidence and bravery.
I bet you he didn't even watch Heath Ledger's
Joker. He probably never did.
He's like, nope, don't need to. I got this. I am this.
Oh. Yeah. It's an amazing, you should see it, dude. It's really good.
Do you guys sense the critique? How you guys are saying you can empathize with him? People are complaining like that. Since you can't empathize with him, they're afraid that these incel types or these people would maybe look for the same retribution.
Yeah.
No.
I didn't see him as an incel. I saw him as incels. To me, don't have. They don't represent what he represents. He represents a downtrodden man since he was a baby who's been fucked over since he was a child and tied to a radiator. Do you know what I mean? Like he never stood a chance against life. He's not an incel. He's somebody who was born in. On the wrong side and stayed on the wrong side,
and another
never recovered.
People's argument that because when I found out about incels and the definition, remember with me
you're
and my brother were going through that.
Not an incel.
I know, but my brother and I were going through that phase where we were like
questioning.
We were incels. Remember that, right? And what we discovered was is that we might have been incels, but we kind of corrected our disposition or situation in life.
Yeah.
By doing entertainment or whatever you might want to do.
To
some people work out. Some people, you know what I mean, try other things. You know,
I think you love your mama. I don't think
you never hated women, though.
What?
I don't think incels love their moms. I think that they have a weird, you love your mom. You had a good relationship with her.
The term incel disturbs me because we've always had them. They're not a new phenomenon.
No.
They were called nerds in the 80s. We've had them.
There's a very fine distinction now between a nerd and an incel. Please make that clear.
What do you mean?
I love nerds. They're both, I think you're a nerd.
They're both involuntary celibate, except one just hates women with a passion.
Wait, nerds get fucked these days.
If you are
involved. Yeah,
nerds are all the rage. I love nerds. I think nerds are very sexy.
Yeah, but then they're not nerds.
They're nerds.
No. If you think that they're sexy. No.
Oh, here it is.
It's just that they're
not
girls
nerds.
Like me.
They're not nerds.
They're
then.
Girls like me.
They're chads.
That find, you know, little coders and little
you
guys.
Have a seat.
Who,
don't
guys,
say you hunt for little coders. No, that sounds weird.
This is the game that they play.
Those ones you're talking about look like Nick Youssef. They drink the fancy coffee. Just listen.
Pour over.
I've seen them. They ride the bikes.
You got me wrong.
The bikes.
The bikes. They ride everywhere because of the... What do you call them? The environment.
Oh, I see.
They want to help the environment.
No, that's a hipster.
What I know, but that's what it is. Nerds are hipsters too. What you're talking about are hipsters, not nerds. Nerds, you've never seen. I don't think.
No, I'm not
walking around.
Are you kidding
real
me?
Nerds?
Your circles are way too cool in high school.
Look at my friend. I have a friend named Mike. I'm not gonna say his last name because he'll either shoot. Because I think he's gonna shoot up the comedy store one day.
Oh, okay.
But, so I'm not gonna say his last name. But this guy,
well,
Mike,
say
very,
his last name now if you think that he's the threat.
He is big.
I'm not going to say his last name. But this guy, Mike, everyone knows him at the Comedy Store. He's a funny guy, right? But this guy is border, not just a nerd, he could be incel.
But what do you, what defines that for you?
Fear.
Oh.
There's something that they do, a quiver in their speech, a vibration in their eye, an energy that comes out of their fucking pores that my sensibilities, right? It tingles my sensibilities.
It tingles your sensibilities?
Did I stutter?
I'm just trying to understand.
Stop.
Tingle?
I don't like your tone either.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
What's your problem?
I'm just an insult trying to make it.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm
just, so did you see the...
Yeah, I know.
Gilb, you look like you've lost weight.
I'm dying.
Yeah, look how
fit
he is.
Why are you doing this to yourself?
I'm trying to be like Chris D'Elia and be an action movie star.
You're not going to be one.
Okay, thank you
yes,
for your support.
Yes, you will be.
Thank you. And you get to come to the premiere.
Thank you.
If you ask me...
I think you could be an action star.
I mean, after today at H3, I feel like I'm an action star.
Oh, why? What happened?
What happened at H3? Should we pull up a video?
I feel like I was in Too Fast, Too Furious.
What were you thinking, Bobby? What was going through your mind?
If I would have gone through the doorway clean, right? And I would have taken out either Ethan, right? I know I couldn't get Ela.
I couldn't
have the angle, right? But I could have taken out him or one of his fancy cameras.
Well,
should we play it just for the audience that doesn't know? Yeah, so yeah. Just for reference, everyone.
Good timing.
This guy. You can find him at BobbyLeeLive.com. For more information there, BobbyLeeLive.com.
Oh, great for the audio audience.
So without further ado, Bobby and Kalila, please enter. Yeah, right now. Here we go.
That looks so legit hard.
Dude, my right leg got twisted in a bunch of metal.
It did.
In
I
the
had
doorway.
To pry it out. It got lodged between the doorway.
We could have died.
You could have.
Wait, I want to know for real if you knew that you were going to do this? Because I wish I would have been warned. I would have prepared my body.
Very interesting. Prepare your body. Interesting.
What does that mean?
For impact. My knees were out
impact.
Like this.
There is no preparation for impact in showbiz. We do it.
You know why you're right?
Why?
It's because you know when you get into a car accident, the ones who get hurt more are the ones who tense up.
That's what I'm saying.
Before impact, and the ones who survive better are the ones who are asleep in the car.
Tony Ferguson absorbs punches. When he gets punches, when he gets punched, the reason why he doesn't get hurt is because, this is what they say, the commentary, my friend Joe Rogan and my other friend Michael Bisping.
Mm-hmm. What about the other guys?
The way you said that.
You know, they're my friend.
What about Dominic Cruz?
Never met him.
What about John Anik?
Never met him. Anywho.
Your friends.
Anywho. I don't even know what I'm saying now. Aloha.
When he gets Tony Ferguson, the reason he...
Because what he does is when he gets punched, he moves with the punch.
Mm-hmm.
So he absorbs the punch, so he doesn't grab all the impact.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't take all the impact. He flows with it. That's what I do in car accidents. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we float all right.
What?
We float real well today.
Do you know why I really did
through that?
That
wall.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah, what was happening?
If we get hurt, we don't have to do it.
Oh my God! Were you trying to hurt me?
No, me. If I hurt myself enough, I would have been like, "Ah, I can't do it right now. Broke." Right? And they're like, they're gonna be like, "Really?" And even if it came out on an angle like this, I would even go do something
more, even
more
just
to pop it out or whatever. I go, "Look, it's vibrating." Whatever. And we would have gone. I really was trying to get out of that. Oh, but it turned out to be good. I love Ethan.
That was an easy podcast. Those guys
are
the
nicest people in the world. Yeah, podcasting's been real fun and as of late. And
what's the biggest lie you've ever told to get out of something?
I've told so many lies. I don't even know, man.
The Eric Griffin was the most recent.
Which one was that one?
Where you told him your uncle died?
He did die. That's not a lie. I don't say that's a lie.
You ever reestablished it was a true lie.
True lie.
Yeah, true lie. Yeah. I don't know.
No, you have no regret over any lies you've told.
No.
To get out of
I'll tell you why, because at the end of the day, in my I don't want to be cremated.
You don't?
I want land.
Wait. You want the soil?
I want the thing.
You want the worms?
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want the thing. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? You want the bowl?
Like I want casket? The casket. I want people to visit once a year.
Oh, who do you want?
I want
to
flowers.
Hold?
What?
Who do you want to hold your casket? The four
the
people.
Weakest
your
ones.
Your pallbearers.
Little Pikachu.
Just, it's lopsided
that
on
little
side.
Kid, yeah.
The, you just heads.
I'm going to have little Pikachu, right?
Yeah.
Who's the little
my brother,
Pikachu?
Little Pikachu from San Francisco. That little kid.
Arthur?
Pikachu Arthur.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm going to have Steve, Arthur, and some other weak guy on one side.
Oh, that's because you want your coffee to look like it's floating.
Yeah. And then I'm going to have bigger guys on one side, so it's lopsided like that, right? And then when they bury me, I want people to visit. I think that's cool to have old school. Because my dad's downstairs in my new place in the box. It's just weird.
Yeah, what do you feel?
What do you do with it?
Just keep it there.
I say hi to it, then I go, then I'll correct myself. Like, I'll see the box with my dad's ashes, and I'll go, good morning, Dad. Or hi, Dad. Not morning. Hi, Dad. And then I'll go, what the fuck are you doing? To myself.
Wow. Do you feel happy when you do it, though?
I when I say it, I really mean it like as if he is there. But then something kicks in where you're like, he's not there. He's dead. Right? And then you correct yourself and you shake your head and you go, what an idiot. So I think, is that a stage? I don't even know what I'm...
I think people do that.
I don't think that's a stage. I think that's just a, you know, a feeling.
It's like when people go to a grave and they talk to their loved ones.
Oh yeah.
You're talking to the wrong person here, cuz I grew up
atheist.
I grew up very Catholic. Oh. So November 1st and 2nd, you know, we had kalag-kalag and we would go to
my favorite.
And there's no
witchcraft
school.
Fucking
it's
holiday.
A national holiday. So we don't have school that week, and then we just spend days in the cemetery, and my uncles and aunts, they get really drunk, they bring pancit, and they bring all like the you know, linat'an, they bring everything.
So it's like Day of the Dead.
Yeah, and then they just get drunk around the graves and celebrate with dead family members. So I think the good morning thing is fine.
It is fine, but you know what, the most important thing is when I wake up in the morning and I look toward my beautiful girlfriend, Kalila, my little sweet, and look at her and I go, I might be sleeping next to one of the biggest Filipino concert promoters.
Hey, Bobby, can you explain that? I feel like there's a story about
no,
that.
I just
what
feel
did
like
you say? I,
concert
you know what?
Promoter?
You shouldn't say anything. You shouldn't say anything because we don't even know. We don't know anything.
I don't know anything. Concert? I don't even know what you're saying right now.
Why are you saying
I'm,
concert promoter?
Because you look like somebody when I look at you and I go, this is an international concert promoter.
You're a piece of shit. And when I actually get this thing done.
Yeah.
And when I leave,
whoa. This is what I like.
When I lay down that legacy.
Lay down your dick, babe. And let me see the wrinkles.
You think Kalila got wrinkles?
No, that's just a new saying.
Oh, lay down.
Write that down. What was I say?
Lay down the dick.
Lay down there and let me see those wrinkles.
Wrinkles.
Write that down, man.
We're making that a shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, so what happened was the other day she called.
Hey, wait. Excuse you.
No, you're concert promoter. International.
This
international
is not,
concert.
This is, no one is supposed to be privy to this information.
Oh, I'm
and
sorry.
It has nothing
bad.
To do with concerts.
Whatever. Comedy shows.
No, not even.
Oh, so it has nothing to do with live shows. At all.
What is happening, guys? I'm just, are you trying
this
to try?
This is what I don't like.
Are
there,
you trying to
you know how we, so usually we're on point about what we share with other people? Like, this is something that's still happening and we haven't sorted
it out yet. I don't know
why
I'm doing
yet.
It.
Did we reveal out. Anything too much yet?
No, yeah, it's just that, like, I don't even have the job yet, so just don't all right. put it out
there. Oh, I just fucked it up.
Oh.
You're right, I fucked it up.
Yeah, imagine
fun,
like announcing something.
But it was fun then, when I brought it up, though.
Yeah. Let's just say that you might get a job at the Wilton.
Basically what it is, can I just say this? This is that.
Okay, prep ourselves.
Prep everyone.
Prep.
Is my girlfriend, Kalila Kuhn, you might become like Bill Silva, like her own production company. And she's going to bring beautiful shows out into the Philippines. That's all I'm saying. And I've been wanting to do it. I've been wanting to do a lot of things.
Okay, you know what? Now that you've said it, I have to. You said it all fucking wrong.
Go ahead. Concert from, I'm thinking like you're doing J-Lo's concerts,
yeah,
like Madonna.
Yeah. I gotta take this off. Hold on.
Now
it's getting serious.
Now we're getting serious.
Laying down the wrinkles,
now
baby.
It's fun.
The wrinkles are out.
The wrinkles are out.
One of my biggest gripes in the Philippines is that they don't have depth to their entertainment. There's a lot of talent there, but everything is so surface level. Mm-hmm. They regurgitate the same shit over and over, and they use a lot of like pretty faces. Mm-hmm.
Mestizo.
Yeah. And a lot of the comedy there, honestly, is unparalleled in how funny it is. It just doesn't have a lot of variety. Filipino comedy, what you see in TV, is the same shit. It's variety shows and a lot of like drag queens.
Yeah.
Who are hilarious. They are amazing at their job. I mean, George, we went to a fucking fiesta and that was the funnest night of my life, I think.
Yeah.
But there just isn't any stand-up comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And because if you really think about it, it's a third world country and this doesn't... You know, the regular man doesn't have access to Netflix, stand-up shows, or even what stand-up is about.
Mm-hmm.
I want to change the comedy landscape there and give Filipinos a chance to create their own Dave Chappelle, their own Bobby Lee, and maybe provide a space, provide a platform for them to do that. Because I think that the Philippines is teeming with talent. And so the way he said it, like I'm a fucking concert promoter.
I was thinking Vegas.
Is crazy.
But does the Filipino government have a First Amendment? You guys have amendments
here's
ours?
The thing.
They're very Western.
People still get in trouble. There's this guy named Carlos Celdran. He's an artist and he's very anti-government there. He's gotten in trouble for offending religious groups and things like that. So there is still that over there. But I don't know what the laws are regarding art or comedy as an art.
Not actually
like
legal.
Maybe there is some leeway with
but what I'm saying is that those things are born out of free speech, I think. And ooh, so when you have a what
I dribbled, yeah,
so when you have, you know, that as a amendment like we have, right, it's one of our top ones, right?
Yeah.
Then art and all that stuff grows out of that idea, you know. I don't think that that's supported in the Philippines. Speak your mind.
I think that it's...
You're allowed to say whatever you want.
But that's why, for me, it's an uphill battle. How do you bring stand-up comedy...
You can't.
...into a place where there is... No, they did it in South Africa.
Oh, true.
You know, you have Trevor Noah coming out of South Africa.
But he's an anomaly. Trevor is this. Is if you have a kid like you in the Philippines, because you barely have an accent now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're also, to me, you're Filipino, obviously. You were born and whatnot there. But you've been in America for so long, you just embody both places.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But so we might be able to have somebody like you come out of there. And so in South Africa, it's the same thing. But it's not like there's a comedy culture that every year produces a new voice. Those are just anomalies, I think.
You mean homegrown?
Yeah.
Homegrown.
You can't exactly, you know, you and I talked about this, you can't exactly take the American model and say, yes, let's create a place like the Comedy Store where anybody can just show up and, you know, you have everyone from the newest open micer to Dave Chappelle on any given night, right? How do you apply that to a third world country where they don't even have access to the idea of stand-up? So how can you really fish the real talent in a place where it's not that kind of information is not disseminated, that kind of entertainment is not disseminated. It's not on their TV screens. They're completely naive to that idea. But I am willing to try, and I am willing to see, and I am willing to fail. And if it all backfires, I will have at least given it my all.
But you know what, though? When you say that, I also think that you, if anyone can do what you can, I really do believe that because... You know, people, if you go to a comedy club like the Improv, whatever, you know, you go to the Cellar in New York, you see promoters and young agents and people that are in the business that are in the outskirts of it, right? Not necessarily stand-ups, but people that are in the business, right? But young people who are trying to get in, they all kind of hang out at the Comedy Store or the Cellar in New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a sense of, you know what I mean, community, but that's, why am I losing my train of thought? What was I even saying?
You're saying that you can't cultivate that community.
I think I'm getting retarded.
You're not getting retarded.
Am I turning retarded?
No, you're not.
I'm not turning it.
You can't turn that way?
Like a vampire?
Yeah.
But what are the odds and how long would it take to cultivate or to change the comedy landscape in a country like that?
You have to cultivate the culture, though. I think that's what it is. It's the culture that needs to change.
I'm not, this isn't a one man project, by the way. I'm working with a lot of people who are already in the industry there who have that same,
they want that
similar
change.
Vision.
But what you can do is this, though. Yeah. You can bring in mid shows.
That's what I.
Not Chappelle.
Uh huh. Uh-huh.
But mid shows.
Yeah.
You can also create a local environment there. You give people an incentive.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at a young guy who's in the Philippines. He really wants to do stand up. There's not a lot of places to do it. You go, listen, you know, we're a production company, call it whatever that's called. And you go, you help us promote this and that, you know, and we'll give you a 10-minute opening spot.
Mm.
In front of Ali Wong or whoever you bring out there, Joe Coy.
Oh, okay.
So you know what they do? They fucking paper the town. They do everything they can
free
to get on that show. And then you get those guys to get other people, right? And then that's maybe you can create a thing like, because, you know, like the Montreal Comedy Festival, some of the, they go to Houston, they go to Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and they go to specific A rooms. They have relationships with the improvs or whatnot, right? And they set up these showcases, right? So, you know, you might be able to do it.
Yeah, and all those things that you just mentioned, I already have written down and considered. So we'll see. It could just be the worst idea.
No, I'll invest in Licks Entertainment.
Hey, Bobby came up with what was it? Licks in the Noodle?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Licks in the Noodle.
We're on our way to H3 today.
I really need somebody to do a drawing of Kalila as Licks riding a ramen noodle.
That's
your like
Joey.
What?
Joey.
A noodle. Do a kind of a cartoony, anime-y kind of painting. I'll be really grateful for that.
If we'll make it a contest, guys. Just submit it to us, and we might even be making it a shirt for December.
Oh, yeah.
A special noodle. Edition, Licks in the Noodle?
Special edition, yeah.
All right, I'm down.
Joey.
We got to think about if we want to do this live. I don't know.
What do you mean?
I kind of want to take it, because I just, you know, going on the road by myself is just like, I was going to say it, but there, I miss the camaraderie.
The camaraderie.
How do you say it? Camaraderie?
I can't say it now.
Camaraderie. I like the camaraderie, and I like connecting, I guess.
You sleep all day.
I love it.
Where you connect with it. Your dreams.
You know, the you know, I've always been that way, though. Is that weird?
What, like being by yourself?
No, I just have always been like a sloth. You know?
You know, you're not a sloth because when you move, your movements
move
are
quick.
Very fast.
Thank you.
As shown today on H3, when you want to put the pedal to the metal,
Papa goes.
That foot is heavy.
I said this before and I say it again. I don't have talent. You know what I have? Commitment. I commit.
You're also very agile.
Thank you.
And you have rhino hide for skin. Because your leg was wedged between the wall and the glass that broke on that little motorized thing.
Yeah.
And you didn't have a single scratch on you.
You started bleeding.
He doesn't bleed.
I don't bleed, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But maybe I'm special. You know?
Did you guys see the fights?
We did.
I'm sorry. I know you guys are...
What'd you think?
I wasn't expecting a second round. I was kind of shocked how Whitaker was lunging in forward a lot.
He had to do that because of the length. But here's what I want to say. I'm a gigantic Robert Whitaker fan. We know that. You know this. Kalila knows this. I'm a gigantic... And I love Adesanya. I thought it would have been a more competitive battle. But Adesanya really opened my eyes to him. Because the way he ran through him, let's be honest, he ran through him.
Yeah. You see the dance, too?
Yeah.
The Genki Sudo.
The beginning, to do a rehearsed dance like
so
that.
So ridiculous.
To do all the theatrics.
Not after Genki Sudo, though.
Oh, for sure. He
did. Right?
Because he's not the first, you know?
He's not.
Yeah, but that guy has everything. He has the dynamic personality.
Mm-hmm.
He has the color.
Yeah.
I mean, he has...
What the color?
The
why does that matter?
It doesn't matter. It's that, you know, people say, like, even when I go to pitch the show with Peter, right? Mm-hmm. They go, the color is relevant. The when Peter and I are both Korean guys, right? You don't think that, you think 20 years ago I'd be able to go in there with Peter?
No.
No. It's a color. What does that have anything to do with it?
Race.
Race.
Okay. I just don't think it quite applies in the UFC because you've had John Jones. You've had Daniel Cormier.
I'll say this. He's got
a bunch of things. I'm just saying one thing.
No, but I think he
help
has,
me.
No. I'll say this.
Somebody help me.
He's like McGregor. He has
a black Conor McGregor.
He has a country behind him.
Yeah.
Like Pacquiao.
New Zealand?
No. Well, that and plus Nigeria.
Oh, okay.
What is it you always call me out? You know what? You've been so mean to me this week. Tell me about that.
She's a club promoter, dude.
No, like, I'll just give you an example of, like, how she's been this week.
Give me top three examples.
Good morning. You're fat and ugly. Your breath stinks. Back up.
I have never.
You're like, what? Good morning, I said.
I have never treated you like
that's
that.
That's the vibe I get, though.
Okay, but what do you actually?
It's not word for word. It's not word for word.
Paraphrase?
Yeah.
What's the actual intention? Yeah.
No, it's usually because...
How are you alive? Stuff like
that.
Okay,
look, this is... No, it's... Okay, we're in bed, right?
Yeah.
In the dark. And all you hear is...
Okay.
Yeah. I
turn on the lamp.
Yeah.
And I ask him, are you scratching your feet?
Middle of the night.
Foot?
Yeah. Middle of the night.
It's really, really loud. And then he like smells it. And I'm like, can you not do that in bed?
No.
He's like, I'm not scratching my foot. I'm scratching my own hand. So I turn the lights back on.
It's a horror film?
No. This is what she says, too. And you leave out the craziest part of the story, which is very interesting. You go, you know what you're doing? I go, what? She goes, you're scratching your foot and something about the pores. You're exploding into the sky?
Yeah. Because when he scratches, you know, the little
she
like.
She thinks that I'm exploding little fireworks of fucking fungi in the sky.
There's fungus dust that's going in the air. I'm inhaling it.
Fungus dust. Yeah.
You can't have fungus dust. You just fucking like fireworks in the sky. So I go, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about.
See, he talks to me like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It all comes out.
I'll tell you. Oh, well, I'll tell you why.
What else?
When you say witchcraft talk. Swamp talk, right? From the old days. Louisiana. You talk about scraping fucking exploding amoebas on your green foot.
Pore explosions, yeah.
Pore explosions. That's crazy talk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, you never back me up, man. That's not crazy?
Yeah, that's crazy talk.
Thank you.
Witchcraft.
So anyway, that happened. And
That happened.
Our lives. Oh, thanks for watching Magnum P.I. the other day, by the way.
Oh, you were good in it.
She hated it.
The mustache was great.
Stop saying that.
What? You saw it?
The mustache pull. Who's that actress? I didn't know who that was. The chick.
Oh, Purdy.
She's great.
Not only is she great, I'll be honest with you. When I watch the show with her, the Magnum show, I don't know what I'm watching. I don't know the show. I don't watch it. I don't know it. I never saw it from the beginning. I know who they are. I know... generally what it's about, right? Mm-hmm. But I base it on just how I feel about the people.
Mm.
And they're just, I love them. They're really nice. And then when I'm there, it feels like they want me there. That's all I want.
I feel like we should record an episode with your new friend.
We will.
Out there.
That's all I want. Okay.
Sorry.
You know what? I think we should grill George. Uh-oh. He's
about
on the hot seat.
Did he do something bad?
About what?
No. I just think that we should ask him about his life.
Oh.
I think that we give away so much of our lives. Mm-hmm. And I think it's your turn.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. This morning I saw somebody an old lady get attacked by a dog, but I missed it.
What do you mean? How did you see it and miss it at the same time?
Okay. I was at going to work out. I parked on like this little...
Nick the Air?
Yeah, little side street in Pasadena. I was like, oh shit, I need to like send a thumbnail for Hey Bitch. So I look down on my phone, I look up, there's a lady walking her dog, then I look down, then I look up and some old guy's like running across the street, and then I look down and then I'm like, I hear people yelling. And this old lady had been attacked by a German Shepherd, but it was all behind a fence, so I missed like seeing the whole thing.
She had her own dog too?
Yeah, I think she had a little dog.
Oh, so it's probably the
so she was
dog
walking, yeah, walking a little dog, and the German Shepherd just loose German Shepherd attacked her.
Wait, do you have to put your dog down if it bites another dog?
I don't think you're like. I think you might get pressure, but I don't think that anyone can force you to.
I think so.
It's a great story.
If that German Shepherd is a stray and ends up in the city, they'll put him down. If it's someone's like personal family dog, I'm not sure.
Should write a script. Based on that story?
Actually, well, that'd be a fun contest. If based on that, and use that as your opening scene, someone to write
real
a 25-minute pilot.
Wow.
And what else, George?
What else?
How's your body doing with all the working out?
Question,
you guys
do you think he looks slimmer? I actually think he looks slimmer. Because he took his shirt off, and I thought he actually looks kind of compact.
Let me see your pudge.
Hmm?
Do you have a pudge?
Uh-oh. I'm doing okay, I think.
I think having a lady helps with the body, keeping it tight.
Let me see.
Look at that, it's flat.
Yeah. Oh, you
it's
look better
it's not
now
bad.
Than you did in the Philippines.
I remember one time your sister was like, she asked me, she was like, yo, George, George been eating? That was a while ago. You look great now.
That's exactly how
my
sister
little...
would ask,
she,
too.
She doesn't go like, did he get
Here's what I ask about you, George, is because
yes, Bob?
The other day, these two guys been hanging out at the store. They want me to, we'll talk about it later, but they want me to promote one of their products.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got to the point where I was just, you know, just you're just going to have to just call George Kimmel. And they were like, oh, do we have to talk to him?
What?
I go, what? I mean, yeah, I mean, we're going to you. Like, you're the guy, you know what I mean? The sort, we don't want to complicate. He's the nicest guy. Yeah. And I know, but he's hard, we heard.
Good.
He's hard to talk
as
to.
As he should be.
Oh, I see.
And I go.
He's not hard to talk to. George just is like. You know, he's able to say yes and no very well.
I think people are just jealous of him.
Or he acts a certain way in here, and out there, he pulls some sort of fucking bullshit Hollywood fucking
no.
weight.
I'll tell you right now that I am part, anytime he has dealings with a company,
yeah.
I'm in that email chain. And I know how he responds to companies. And when he feels like they're not giving us what we deserve, mm-hmm. he is a boss.
That's not what I'm saying.
And I'm telling you now that George Kimmel is a professional of all professionals. And that's why I love him.
That's
dearly.
Not what I'm saying. Is George Kimmel doing a good job? Yes. Does he work hard? Yes. Is he a bright guy? For whatever we're doing here.
Kills it.
He suffice.
So okay, fight. Great.
I think he kills it.
He kills it. He kills it. Okay.
You kill it, George.
You kill it. You really do. Okay. But I also think that you treat and talk to people with a little weight. That's all. Huh? I think that you like to go to certain places to get recognized.
He's just Echo taking
I think you do. I think
you
do.
Yeah,
I think you think I like to go to places?
He's learning.
Yeah.
From you. He's taking a page right out of your book. West Covina Mall? Ring a bell?
Yeah, 30 years ago.
So he's younger than you?
Okay. All right. But treat people nice. That's all I'm saying. You got to treat people nice.
Who's been talking to you? What are you talking about?
I've been hearing some things.
Who? Give me a name.
I'm not kidding you. Five people.
Wait, fans?
No.
Separate, no, business.
No way. It's
yeah,
not
yeah.
possible.
I'm on to you, dude. I'm writing
five
names
businesses.
Down. I'm writing names down.
He just pulled that out of his ass, George.
Unless he has birdies watching.
Okay.
No, I baby, how about this, right? You know what I pulled that out of my ass, but you know what I have also on my ass? 50 other names.
Okay. Real names or fake names?
Fake names.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. That's gonna Will Help Device.
Oh, you wanna go to Will Call Device?
Yeah, whatever it's called.
Will Call Device.
Yeah.
Bobby
Will Call Device.
Ed Collide.
Will Call Device. Let's
what
go.
Does that mean?
I don't know what
it went right over my head.
Will Call Device.
I don't know what it's called.
Okay.
Unhelpful advice.
Okay, here we go.
Oh.
Yeah.
Will Call Device.
Will Call Device.
That'll be this week. Will Call okay. Device. Hi, TB gang. Fan over a year now, religiously watched everything Bobby related. I am currently a junior in college. Freshman year, I got paired with a roommate who seemed to be my doppelganger. We both love weed, comedy, nature, and etc. We quickly became best friends, and he even introduced me to Tiger Belly. Over the first year, I started to notice we had a different moral code. When he drank, he would go wild and overall seemed to have less respect for people than I did. At the end of the year, he got investigated for sexual assault, but it came back negative. Sophomore year, he again got in trouble for attempting to stop his girlfriend from leaving a concert. She wanted to handle it on her own, but people saw, intervened, and told the school. I told him this was his last chance, and we left for the summer. I got a call a month ago while he was on acid, and he beat up his younger sister and mom. They called the cops on him, and he is currently still in jail waiting a trial. His GF wants to stay with him because she thinks she can change him. Mm. I don't know if he'll be coming back to school, but this put me in an uncomfortable position, choosing friendship over moral values. Mm. I don't plan on being friends, but any advice would be unhelpful.
Moral values is the number one thing.
Charlie.
Yeah, dump that messy bastard. Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, at the end of the day, even back in the day when even, because I can only refer it to comedy because that's all I know, is that even back in the day when assholes and shitheads ran the business, you could threaten people with like taking their career away about sexual shit, you know, all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the country and the world is woke. We're too connected. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You can't behave like that anymore.
Yeah, but even if it, like, first when you read the email, I thought maybe it was like a one-off. Oh, he got drunk and he got
three things.
But he beat up his mom and his sister on acid. That's not even alcohol.
Yeah.
Like, you don't beat people up on acid.
It's about being good to people and helping your family. We're all connected and we help each other, and this is a piece of shit guy.
Yeah, and also, you're a junior in college. You're so young.
Yeah.
This isn't a lifelong friend. This is somebody you just met. You have no ties beyond maybe a few good memories and a few similarities. I would run the opposite direction. That guy is messy. And
where does this guy live, this kid?
It doesn't say.
I want this kid to, wherever I'm playing, kid.
Oh.
If I'm playing, come to the show. Come up to me. Let's do a code word.
Oh, also.
You're going to say on the podcast? Yeah.
So, dude, you're going to say to me, medium you, how?
I think I know what he should say.
What?
Show me that dick.
No.
Lay that dick down.
You can't say that because that'll be misconstrued. And even George has a pink dick. He's out of hand.
Security might.
On stage. Really? Now it's ridiculous.
People scream, George is a pink dick. I can't do it.
Still to this day?
Yeah, yeah. Just give this guy a code word that he can give me.
Okay, I'll email him.
No, what is it? Let's say it now.
Deviled egg.
That you come up to me, say deviled egg, and then you can come to the green room, and we can hang out.
And I can guarantee you that Bobby's going to have a really confused look on his face because he doesn't remember anything he says.
Nope.
And he's going to be like, why did you say that?
Nope.
Also, I thought that, you know, when he... talked about this kid being his doppelganger, being everything like him. You don't want friends exactly like you. You want to keep friends around you who are so starkly different from you, who have, similar moral code. That's like a big foundational thing for friendship. But what you like and dislike, I think it's healthy to have an array or a variety of people with completely a set of thinking than you, completely different thinking than you.
I don't like hanging out with people.
I thought you liked camaraderie.
I don't think, at the end of the day, I don't think I do.
Oh.
No, he doesn't. He's a loner.
I'm a loner. Makes me sad.
If it makes you sad, then you're not a true loner. Because a true loner enjoys the solace, right?
No, I enjoy the solace. It just makes me sad. Not the fact that I'm that way.
Solitude, I mean. That's what I meant. Not solace.
Quantum of solace.
Yeah, but.
Solitude.
It makes me sad that I'm not like normal people, but. I like being alone.
Do you feel drained around people?
No, but I'm constantly thinking. Don't say that. Say that. Say that. No, don't say. Don't tell that story. You told that story before. Oh, you fucked it up. This is what your mind. What I'm thinking. Yeah. You fucking ass. You fucking cucks. Don't ever come to this place again. You don't know. That's what's going in my head. All those thoughts.
Dude, you just want like Warner Brothers to hear this. You could be the next Joker.
Yeah, I think so.
Because it's a one-off movie, so they're gonna be looking for the next. I know what you're doing.
Yeah, I think, no. You think I'm acting crazy right now?
Asian Joker, babe.
But like the way you're doing it, if you did it in the mirror, lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's pretty.
Thank you.
We talked about this. I'm like, would you be able to lose 52 pounds the way Joaquin Phoenix did?
How did he do it? Just starve?
She seems to think that if like a movie like that came along, right? Like Warner Brothers said, I was the main villain of a movie, of a major movie. You have to lose 50 pounds. I'll do it unless it kills me, but I will get closest to that weight that I can. I'll do it.
I have a proposal.
What?
In 3 months, could you lose 50 pounds? But we will offer you something that you can't get from us that we would be like, no, but we'll have to say yes if you can lose 50 pounds in 3 months.
15 pounds or 50?
50.
But 50 is unhealthy. That would make him 120
That's the challenge. If he
pounds.
Wants me to suck his dick, it better be 50 pounds.
I don't know. Wait. That would make me, say I'm 175.
Oh, wait, that is
125. There's no way.
Could you?
You know what? The
135.
Right, no.
That's like a UFC fighter cutting weight.
No. I could do...
maybe 140.
140.
How many pounds is that?
That would still be 20, 30 pounds still.
I don't know if I would like him that light. because I'm much taller than him. So I would even look just massive next to him.
30 pounds.
It's more about you, not his.
It's health. Really all about me. I like him not obese, but I do like him a little chunky.
Yeah.
I like chunko.
Chunko.
What bye, other bye. Question do we have, Gil?
We have one more. Hey there, Captain and gang. My husband and I have a sketchy past with addiction, hard drugs, and other devious acts that tend to follow suit. We have since grown up and cut that shit out, both being sober and non-impulsive for years now. We have a daughter who is 9 months and another little one on the way. My question is, when they are older and start wanting to experiment, should we be honest with our kids about our past, or we should let that shit die with us? We both wouldn't want to go into detail, just let them know we've been down there, but we don't want them to look at us and convince themselves it can't be that bad if mom and dad turned out okay. Thanks for your help. Interesting.
I mean, the honest answer is that if your kids are relatively young, in the next 10, 15, 20 years, we're going to be dealing with problems that are going to be beyond our even...
Oh, future stuff.
Yeah, I mean, imagine the things that we'd be dealing with in the next 15 fucking years.
Let's end it on a better note.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was that poop thing you were talking about earlier?
What poop thing?
You said we can talk about poop.
Oh, so it's just the same old incidents we have at home because we have six animals. But
okay.
Just Bobby, you know, Julio had, same thing. I say, don't feed him that. That gives him diarrhea. Mm. What does he do? He feeds Julio that. Julio has explosive diarrhea at 5 a.m. inside our bedroom. The whole place smells like poo. He's the first to wake up from the smell because I have a cold, so I can't really smell that well.
Yeah.
And instead of just saying, this is what I do usually. If I wake up and I smell poo, I quietly walk in the dark, get paper towel. I just quietly do the job, toss it away, don't wake him up.
Like a ninja.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just a whole Broadway production with him. He thinks now that he's Cinderella and he's scrubbing floors in the basement. That's how he acts. Like with mice and Gus Gus and
everything. Kind of love that.
You know, like it's a whole thing where he's like, and then he turns
on
every
single
mite in the house.
I'm tired of sitting here and you fucking...
He's short of pulling out a tambourine and just playing.
If he started cleaning with a tambourine, that's fucking hilarious.
I fall asleep, all right? I wake up to shit. Not a slight smell of shit, large smells of shit. I wake up, I look on the ground, I don't see any shit near us. We don't have any furniture, we only have the bed in there and the bed frame. There's nothing in there. So I look, there's nothing. I go back to sleep. Then I wake up and now I smell something. I go around the corner. It's not just shit, okay? Do you ever see Close Encounters of the First Kind? Third Kind, I mean, right? When he was making that mound, right, that in his living room.
Jesus.
That's what it looked like. It was something that her and I have never seen before. It was gigantic. And so, now waking up, 5 a.m, it's dark, you're tired, you don't know what time it is, it smells, then you have to clean it. I did get upset. All right? Sorry.
Anyways, Julio pooed.
You're right, Broadway production.
Three more times after that. Three more times after that, he had explosive diarrhea. And he slept through the whole thing because I quietly, after that, I quietly did the job, threw it away, and didn't make a fuss.
Lynx Entertainment, baby. No. Right there. Lynx Entertainment.
My jaws hurt.
I don't care.
I don't want to open mouth it, is what I'm saying.
Close your mouth then.
Yeah.
Close your eyes.
Dear Lila, God, can you relax? Make me a bird so I can fly far, far, far away. Dear God, make me a bird.
What did you do, lick her or bite her?
Yuck.
Anyway, what a great podcast.
We learned a lot.
Oh, we learned so much.
Remind everybody to watch H3 podcast that we did.
It's out right now, actually.
It's out right now.
Yeah. Watch it. Thanks for listening. I love you guys. Good night.
We'll be right back, guys, with some housekeeping. Hey, everyone. We are back. The old crew. We haven't done one of these in a while. Three of us hanging out here.
Do you guys get cystic pimples?
I do a lot.
You don't.
No, I do from ingrown hairs.
Bastard.
Ingrown hairs.
Really?
Well, maybe I get them, but I don't know what it means.
The cystic pimples are the ones that are so deep and very painful. And they don't necessarily have an exit. So you can't just like go into a mirror and pop them.
I feel them in my butt lots of times.
Oh, really? I get butt pimples sometimes, too. It depends.
I just squeeze really hard and it hurts so much, but sometimes it just breaks through the skin and blood's everywhere.
Oh, do you ever get it where it it's such like so much pressure that it just like propels itself into the mirror?
Oh, I've done it where I actually aimed at the mirror because I was trying to see where it was, and you know, and it shot at the mirror.
Is there a better feeling in life though?
It feels great, but so painful.
It's painful only during, but once it's out, the relief of that pressure being gone. Wow.
George, get into it, please.
Do you guys do you pop pimples? Does it excite you on other people?
No, not on other people.
Oh, well, then you're not.
You don't have a grant. You need a Lola so you can pop all
those. Nobody's asked me to, you know? Maybe I would if I
Are you okay with other people popping your pimples?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
If you ever have a good one, you know, you can always call me, guys.
He usually calls Bryce.
I'm into blackheads, really. Like, I'm not really into juicy pimples. But if you have a blackhead, I have my Dr. Pimple Popper extractor. Mm-hmm. And it's a good tool, and I have a lot of fun with it. And I get pimples that you didn't even know were there. So hit me up. Or anybody. Anyway, and all in name, you guys.
What you looking for?
Get really good
Nothing.
Ones.
Guys, we'd like to thank our sponsors for helping us keep the show going. Blue Apron, Quip, ShipStation, 23andMe. To start making delicious, brag-worthy meals at home and get $60 off, visit blueapron.com/belly. Start brushing better with Quip. Quip just starts at $25, and you'll get your first refill free at getquip.com/belly. If you're selling online, you need ShipStation. Right now, Tiger Blade listeners can try ShipStation free for 60 days when you use the offer code BELLY. ShipStation. Get the best DNA kit on the market or your ancestry trait service for just $79 at 23andMe.com/TigerBelly and find out if you also have 79 races in your body like Kalila. Guys, get your tickets to see the Slept King live. Bobby wants your camaraderie, so go to Oxnard, California, October 11th through 13th.
I'm going to try to go to
That's
one of those.
This weekend.
Already? Wow.
Yeah.
Probably Saturday.
San Antonio, Texas, October 18th through 20. Arlington, Virginia, November 1st through 2nd. And Brea, California. I'll probably go to that. November 22nd through 24th. Are there any other dates that we should know about? Or should they just visit the website?
Wait, are we going to plug this? Are we going to plug this up front?
We already did plug it up front.
Oh, okay. Yeah. In that case,
also the extra ones that we plugged up front.
Yeah.
What I meant to say was, a few more dates have been added, but haven't been updated on his site. But it will be by the time this comes out. Well, we'll see if I have time tomorrow.
Well, guys, we'll see.
We'll see.
You know what we will see is what George is wearing right now. If you're watching the video.
Oh yeah.
And what Kalila's holding on her strong athletic legs from her swimming days. Boom. You guys remember that shirt? Me walking down the street being so good to me, the long sleeve? Oh, we heard all you folks from the tropical islands and Australia saying, why the fuck would you sell a long sleeve shirt? It's never cold in Australia. Guess what?
Of course it is.
Well, they yelled at me. Okay, I got physically attacked
online. That's
like
saying it's never cold in the United States. They have different climate.
I'm just
there.
Talking about people from Melbourne.
Melbourne is very unpredictable. Even in the summer, randomly you'll get some weird, like cold gust of winds.
Well, Kalila, I'm trying to speak to the people that demanded the short sleeve shirts. Okay.
All I'm saying is it definitely gets cold
to everybody
in Melbourne.
In the Bahamas, we have
Bahamas. There we go. For
everybody.
All you fans in the Bahamas, are
we number one in the Bahamas? I doubt it.
I hope so. Let's.
That's probably Theo.
That's probably Theo.
It's probably this past.
Oh no, man. Nobody.
Guys, check out our shirts here, the new backs. They're actually,
I really like that. These are so cute.
They're remix versions of the long sleeve, except they're short sleeve. We have navy blue. And Kalila, what would you consider that color?
Periwinkle.
Periwinkle. Periwinkle. We got fun designs in the back. These will be limited because we don't feel like printing them again. So make sure you grab one or two or this other secret item that's coming next week that we'll show you about.
Wait, which one? What is it?
Oh, I think it might be a hoodie, George. It might be a hoodie. Maybe hard. Well, I'll show you laughter. So, guys, save up your money and get ready to get some merch because you guys have been bugging me online about it. Any shout-outs? Shout-ins? Anyone looking for investors for a concert promotion company? Oh, Kalila. Looking for...
Do you see how his description of it was...
That was like, so confusing. And I'm watching you be like, what are you doing right now?
He said concert promoter. And in my head, I was like, I'm going to see what I can do. Like, change a movement.
Yeah, I was like, what is she...
It's like, no...
Like, are you repping Green Day? Like, what?
I know.
What is he talking about?
That's so weird.
George, do you have any shout-outs from all the people that see you in Echo Park?
Not lately. Just wait. Who's Whoever on Reddit told me Asa was going to be in town, thanks to you. I think I thanked you online, but thanks to the Reddit for keeping me up to date.
Oh.
Asa's going to be on, shall we let him know? We're going to have a bonus episode coming out, I think, on Sunday.
Get yeah, she's hosting the Pornhub Awards.
Oh, really?
So tune into that, too, because I went to it last year when Kanye curated the whole thing, basically, and dressed all
He dressed
the
everyone in his clothes, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And but Asa hosted that one, and she did a great job.
Boom. So, guys, if you're in L.A., go to the Pornhub Awards. Oh, that's the same time when you got crunk with celebrities.
No.
You and Jenna?
I just got Cafe drunk
Blue?
With Dumbfounded and Cafe Rex Steezy.
Boom. Celebrities. Guys, thank you for listening to...
Shout out to Rex Steezy, yeah.
Rex Steezy. Thank you for listening to our show. Get your questions answered at Tiger Belly by emailing us at adviceunhelpful@gmail.com. We're looking for interesting, unusual, non-typical problems, and we need your help as much as you want ours. So that's adviceunhelpful@gmail.com. You can find everything Tiger Belly on Instagram at Tiger Belly, on Twitter at the Tiger Belly, and... Kalila, where can we follow you and your life?
Oh, you can follow Bobby and I's historic crash at Calamity K.
And George, where can we follow Bryce?
George_Kimmel. I'll have more Bryce.
And Bryce is at microfish_bmoney.
Who cares?
Whatever.
So, is he still into microfish?
Probably.
We've been busy a bit. I don't think he's been... he's still got the website. He's still like, oh, we dropped from number one to number three on the search results or something.
I fully support that, by the way, because the types of fish that he fishes...
You can eat those, right?
...are the ones that don't have that much of an impact on the overall like health of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like you do need to be eating sardines. You don't always need to be eating tuna.
Lego. Get some Lego in your body.
Lego.
Am I saying, oh, God, I thought you were going to correct me. It's Lego. I was like, oh, fuck, I messed up again.
Oh, what's that, Manong?
Oh, my God, this guy.
Did you call him Manong?
He's been calling me that since I've walked in here.
Yeah, but if you're going to say it, you got to say it,
Say with the twang. Try it one more time.
Manong.
Manong. Manong. But he's not your Manong, because you're older than him. You're his Manong.
Hey, I just you know, overheard it one day, and it caught on.
Okay. He was my sister was talking to me.
Yeah.
And George did the whole leg kicky thing. He's like, Fong, what's that over there? What'd you call your brother? And then
I finally changed his name in my phone from Foreskin.
Oh, after knowing it for how long?
You should have kept it, man. That's OG, bro. That's OG.
I hope you keep your foreskin forever.
I will. I will. I am not a Hasidic
Jew. I hope you resist.
Guys, thank you so much for listening to our show. Make sure you get everything, ticket information, and anything Bobby Lee at BobbyLeeLive.com or his Instagram at Bobby Lee Live. Have a nice day. Namaste. Bona ye, shukr lagi mo.